at KRVS Public Media.
Big Band Swings with June Christie to sing. It's been a long time, and she's backed by Stan Kenton.
It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once. It's been a long, long
June Christie with Stan Kenton. Here she is with another for us. It's the Duke Ellington tune, Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'.
Thank you.
It's on 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. June Christie to sing Body and Soul, played by Stan Kenton.
Surrender myself to you.
June Christie with Stan Kenton and a popular Tampico. We are going to Canada, on 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. The Sounds of Big Band Swings presents Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature. Memorial Gardens, Kitchener, Ontario, Canada.
Through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering the first Concert in Miniature. Coming to you tonight from the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. Modern designs in music, fresh as today and as new as tomorrow. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality, imaginative quality, and interpretation of this progressive music. Now here is your conductor, America's man of modern music.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stan Kenton talking to you this evening on the initial program here of the thing that has been decided, after a lot of talk, to be called a concert in miniature. I am the orchestra leader. I also play piano. Occasionally, I write an arrangement. Oh, yes, the orchestra. I couldn't do much without them. That's the saxophone section that sits in the first line there. Two of them have crew cuts. Two of them wear their hair long, and that other hairdo I don't quite... understand. It's something pretty progressive, you can bet, though. Behind them is the trombone section, sitting with their horns. Would you fellas mind waving? That's enough. And behind them yet is the trumpet section, standing there, all the same size, too. Five trumpets, five trombones, five saxophones, and to my left is the rhythm section. A guy by the name of Bags, a guy by the name of Blaze, another guy by the name of Cap. Tonight we thought, in order to kind of start things easily here, to test all equipment all around across Canada and across the states, that we would possibly move into this thing easy-like. We'll pick a tune that you have no doubt heard before many times. It's pretty much a part of everybody's repertoire. Every trio, every singer, every accordion player, every orchestra. And tonight we're going to do it a bit differently. I'd like to speak to the bass player. Bags, you know Stardust? Do you know Stardust? We'll get your book out and let's... Yes, I understand. Bags, let's hear the first note. You're going to play the melody, you know. First note? Very good. You ready for the second? The third note of the pickup, we're ready for that. In tempo, Stardust. Thank you.
on 88.7 FM in Canada. Kitchener, Memorial Gardens, Stan Kenton.
Thank you. You know, the program notes, as I look a little closer on the last number, says trombone Bob Fitzpatrick, bass Don Bagley. It says alto saxophone Dick Moldonian, and it says tenor saxophone Bill Holman. You know, as you look at a library of music such as ours, you see some of the music looks fresh and new. There are new arrangements. There are others that are about medium. We've had those for a little while, but then every once in a while there is one within the pile that looks like it's seen a lot of wear. This one has been played everywhere at almost every occasion, and we thought this evening, for luck, on this first program concert in miniature, it should be a part of it. This is the composition, Love for Sale, an arrangement of Pete Rugolo's. On the nose, fellas. That means start when my hand comes down. You know, they say that a musician really is a great performer when he starts creating his music, if he can remove a few inhibitions, and yeah, you get a more exciting, sincere, fresh sound. I don't know what a musician does, though, when he all of a sudden drops his horn and starts yelling things in Spanish. Reuben McFall. You know, musicians in the orchestra come from every portion of the country. Some guys from the Midwest, some from the East, some from the South, the North, the West Coast. There's a fellow here that came from Chicago. He worked around Chicago for quite a while, did a great deal for progressive jazz and progressive music in general in Chicago, a most competent guy, rather young, to get started with an orchestra of his own. Somehow we got him to give up and come with us for a time being at least, very important to the innovations in modern music, as well as this group. His first season with this orchestra, Bill Russo. He's created a composition that I feel he's best qualified to explain. You'll find a brilliant man here, a great musician, and you're about to hear a wonderful composition. I call upon Russo at the moment to come into the microphone here and explain things. Bill?
Now, this composition is entitled Ennui, and it was originally meant to express a rather quiet and relaxed mood. There are some brass punctuations in the middle, and the whole thing becomes rather climactic after a while. The main theme is stated by the trombone and is interrupted only by the orchestral, short orchestral portions in the middle. Seeing that I have just a minute to go on here, I think I might take a second to delve into the cosmological and metaphysical aspects of this composition. I think we can say quite simply that the transcendental character of the composition is based on two very definitely Freudian concepts, the first of which has to do with what we might call a continuum. The whole relationship between the first portion of this composition and the French horns as used in the second portion finds its root in the philosophy of certain early Greek composers. The dichotomy between the Russians and the Ukrainians is a clear example of the lugubrious tendency of early Greek art. The whole relationship between this concept and certain basic concepts, say, of James Joyce, is the fact that motorcycle riders find salted popcorn extremely good under those conditions.
Bill.
Yes, Sam.
Bill, I don't want to interrupt you here. I know how wrapped up you are in your composition, but really, I assure you that we understand. Bill, to go ahead with things, I want you to treat the orchestra as though we're your own here. I give you the orchestra. There are a couple of small stipulations in it, though. We don't want you to fire anyone, or please, let's not have an intermission. We're doing a broadcast here.
All right. No intermissions and no firing.
Yes.
All right. Everybody gets a $50 raise starting tomorrow night.
Yeah. Mr. Russo, if you don't mind, you take the orchestra. I'll do the commentary. He's now proceeding toward the center of the orchestra. He has his trombone in hand. The composition Ennui is about to start. As he lifts his hand, the saxophones make the sound. Ennui. Thank you, Phil Russo. We thought that we might also dedicate about 3 or 4 more minutes to the guy's creativeness, to something here that has a great deal of rhythmic content, a few short solos, in other words, a little freedom of speech, a thing that it's great, but we were stuck for a title, so we tagged it to the guy. Here's Bill's Blues. The beat, ready.
Stan Kenton on Big Band Swings, 88.7.
Dick Moldorian played some alto. Tiny Condoli played trumpet. There was some trombone by Bob Fitzpatrick. You know, this week, I should say this week, just tonight, a new musician joined the orchestra, a saxophone player, and everything zings perfectly all right, but I neglected to do something. I wonder if you'd step over here, will you please? I want you to know, first of all, we're rather happy to have you in the band, but I neglected to ask some questions that should have been taken care of by the personnel man. Name, please?
Vinnie Dean.
Home?
Mount Vernon, New York.
Age?
22.
What instrument do you play?
Saxophone.
Saxophone? What's the background?
Charlie Barnett.
That's a pretty wild background. I guess that everything is going to be all right. Some of the things that we play sound like Barnett. I'll tell you what, Vinnie, it's very nice to have you in the orchestra, even though you have already signed the contract. I'll reassure you that we're thrilled to have you in the group. There is a piece of music over there. It says theme. Would you go back to your chair and look at it? It's right there on the top page. It's something that we play a great deal. It's called Artistry and Rhythm. We thought that no Kenton program would be quite complete without the composition. This evening, fellas, out of the number of versions that we perform, let's forget the rumba, forget the tango, let's forget the samba and the march and the Dixieland, excuse the expression. Let's have just a straight radio theme like we were playing the theme here from Kitchener, Ontario. Ready, fellas? The downbeat. Here comes the brass. Thank you. Back to the concert. There is a composition here that has to do with some strong brass, some soft brass, some muted sounds. It was written by a guy that we hung around with a great deal a few years ago by the name of Pete Rugolo. Something that he and I sat down one day and argued over and finally came up with. So because of the two of us together on it, it was called Collaboration. There is a piano solo here. I'll play the piano. Fitzpatrick plays the trombone, and I'll direct the ending. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for the first concert in miniature. Next week we'll be in Milwaukee at George Devine's Million Dollar Ballroom. Bing.
Thank you, Stan. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature.
Coming your way. From 88.7 FM and online, KRVS.org. Big Band Swings. Hope you're in the mood for swing music. We've got plenty more to go. Glenn Miller, 88.7 FM, KRVS.org, with Chick Webb at the Savoy Ballroom, and Ella Fitzgerald. She will sing St. Louis Blues.
Beat of a band attuned to the tempo of the times. Music in which the song spoke for itself. The song, of course, was by Ella Fitzgerald, who presented an orchestra from the famous Savoy Ballroom up on Lenox Avenue in the heart of Harlem in New York City.
Let's have another. Chick Webb on drums backing Ella Fitzgerald. Sing me a swing song. Chick Webb and Ella together for I'm Just a Jitterbug.
Will he?
Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald. I'm Just a Jitterbug, 1938. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Dream a little dream of me, would you?
Above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you
I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz.
Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Sweet dreams.
Dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me.
named after the famous Savoy Ballroom and written by Edgar Sampson, stopping at the Savoy. Chick Webb's Savoy Orchestra recorded in New York City in May of 1934. Earlier, they had played and Ella had sang St. Louis Blues. And we'll go out with the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band, a remastered take of the St. Louis Blues March. Band's Wings comes your way through the facilities of the University of Louisiana Lafayette on the campus right there near the Cypress Lake. And I'm Lee, your man in the air chair, your man behind the mic. Glad we could get together. As always, it's a great pleasure to spin all these classic tunes and hear them for the first time, hear them over and over again. Check out our web, krvs.org. I'll be at 2.
Dial in your guitar and amp, and then dial in your radio for KRVS, Thursday nights at 11 for the Minor Chord. We'll talk about guitars, amps, effects, and so much more.
Support comes from The Vermilion, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's student-run newspaper, which offers students paid positions. For additional information, contact Matthew Tarver at mtarver@louisiana.edu or call 337-482-6958.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.